Moving on to a QB that you, another QB you don't believe in. Justin Fields had a field day against the Commandos on the road. Sheldon, did he save his career with his breakout game?
Not quite yet. And the reason being is because he has a lot of people out there, a lot of haters in the world of Justin Fields.
Haters?
Yeah, I think so. And Justin Fields, boy, he get the short end of the stick. They'll dog. And I say this all the time: black quarterbacks are not treated to the same standard.
No black white thing. Sheldon, he lost 13 straight games.
100%. But like I said, the pendulum is look at Zach been throwing so much bail this quick. Baker get thrown a ton of bail. Don't nobody talk about getting rid of them like that. But look at Justin Fields. Justin Fields at least shows up in flashes. And I think that this weekend did a lot towards the momentum. If he can carry this on and win a couple more games, then we can have a conversation. But right now, it still ain't there yet.
A conversation about trading him?
No, a conversation about him and being that guy.
The Bears would be insane to take him.
To keep him?
Like, they should strike wide. They should have traded him after that game.
Why?
Like,
why
people thought that he was good. Because you got two first-round picks. You're going to be sorry anyway. Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams is coming out. I'm willing to bet you that Caleb Williams is going to be a better pro quarterback than Justin Fields is.
I think so, too.
Right. So if I'm the Bears and I can still – if there are people out there, there may be a GM out there that think, oh, man, he might be good. Let me see if I can fix him.
That's not a guarantee.
Take him.
I hate when niggas say that. I say that Caleb Williams –
he's going to be better than Justin Fields. He's going to be better than Justin Fields, 100%.
He should be.
I'm going to wait till after the season to see that.
100% is going to be better than Justin Fields.
I don't know
about
that, bro.
Justin Fields is scratching the surface. And then, you know, we forget this dude was playing behind one of the worst lines in the history of football. He didn't have no receivers until they got DJ, and they still getting acclimated. Running backs is nothing to yell about. You know, now he's finally started getting his groove, and Komet's playing good ball. We're going to see what he can do now.
Perfect time to trade him. People still think he's good. Like, you still get a return on Justin Fields if you can get out of front.
He's still on his rookie deal. You talked about that.
True. They got to sign him next year, though.
They don't have to sign him next year.
Well, whoever get him,
he's eligible to be signed next year.
If you can get him off, like, you can get him off to any team that still thinks him good, you win if you're the Bears. Whoever the backup is, let them come in, finish the season, draft Caleb Williams, and whoever you get with that pick from Carolina.
You tripping. What needs to happen, that's what the Cowboys need to do.
I knew you was coming in with that.
Hey, I was watching the whole shit, so that way when I came in, I could just jump right in like double dutch. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck that.
Let me hear. Me and Skip Bayless
was
the most. I'm not delusional about it, though. To go back to the Cowboys, Dak not. It's old.
Hold on. Before we get to the Cowboys, finish your Justin Fields point.
Yeah, so in terms of, like, your scenario as to what the Bears should do about Justin Fields, that's what the Cowboys need to do with Dak. I wish we could. You can.
Nobody going to take Dak. That's what I'm saying. People still think, like, y'all sitting up here telling me that Justin Fields may still be okay. Everybody know Dak not good now. Nobody's going to take him pay him $59 million next year.
Look, at that price point, no.
Right.
But I guarantee you Sean Payton think he could probably do something with him.
With Dak?
Yeah.
Please take it. I'll take Russell Wilson for him.
I want to see what Sean Payton could do in general.
Oh, no. Russell, you tripping.
Absolutely, I'll take Russell Wilson over Dak right now.
I would not take Russell over Dak.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I'd at least seen Russell Wilson win big games.
Yeah, but 5-7 years ago.
Right.
It's more recent than Dak.
Russ died,
I ain't seen Dak win a big game in 8 years.
That's like saying I'd take Barry Sanders as my running back right now.
But look, in terms of Justin Fields, it's not all him. Like, that team, he got drafted to one of the worst teams. Matt Nagy did not pan out. He had no weapons. He had no O-line. It was all on him. And, like, to Shelton's point, he did show flashes. More flashes than Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. More flashes than any other quarterback pretty much in his draft class. You know what I'm saying? He went to the worst situation. So all of it can't be on him. And we have yet to see Zach Wilson have a game like he just had.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he is just scratching the surface. You can't give up on Justin Fields just yet. Because as an organization, you didn't do everything that you had to do to make sure to know if he's the guy or not.
The bigger mistake for the Bears would be what you're saying and doubling down. They don't have the luxury. They've never had a good quarterback. They ain't won a Super Bowl since 85. They don't have the luxury for him to maybe be okay.
But you know what, though? I'd rather take Justin Fields than Daniel Jones. And I'll give Justin Fields that Daniel Jones contract and be okay with it. Because if he is the guy, he's going to outplay that contract, and that's going to look like a bargain.
I'm not paying Justin Fields anything.
Are you tripping?
What the Bears should do, and
I bet you it was okay when they paid Dak. I bet you was okay.
Hell no. We talked about
it. No, he was
no,
upset.
No, hell no.
I hate that shit. Hell no.
He always hated it.
Okay. I've never been sold on that.
There's a trend developing here, Nick.
He don't never like when niggas get paid.
Hey, it ain't a lot of good quarterbacks in the leagues. That's the trend. It ain't a lot of good quarterbacks. I will say that. But to the Justin Fields thing, the Bears can't afford for him to maybe be okay, especially in a year when you maybe have a generational talent coming out and you can pick him. Right now, he's good. Like you said, he's shown flashes. Whoever in the league think they can do something with him, they should take him. The Bears have not done anything in the last decade for continuing to double down on dumb shit. They did Matt Nagy, gave him a contract extension when he shouldn't have been there, and all the rest of the stuff that they did going through quarterbacks. Right now, they need to make a decision to move on, fire their coach, and start over when the draft comes. They got the two highest picks in the draft. I'm not saving just, like, why would I save just the Bears if I'm the Bears?
My thing with you, Lou, is you're giving the Bears organization way more credit because, and I'm using your own.
Well, they need to fire the GM.
I'm saying I'm using your own history against you. The Bears haven't had a quarterback since 85. Yeah. What makes you think that scrapping this one and getting Caleb Williams is going to solve the whole organization thing?
It would help.
Will it?
I don't think they've ever had.
They don't have the infrastructure to support. Exactly. Caleb, if Chicago's number one, Caleb's staying at USC another year. I guarantee you that.
He already said that.
Or it's rumored, at least. We'll say allegedly it's rumored.
Depending on who that top pick is.
Because if I'm like, why would I go to Chicago? They ain't done right by nobody.
Yep.
What do you mean done right?
I'm saying quarterback have they drafted and built up where have you seen any kind of success?
Right, so if I get rid of Justin Fields now, and the coach, and the GM, and we start from scratch, that should warrant
because that makes you think that the owners are competent and they haven't been.
They may well. Okay, that's a different conversation. But if I were the Bears and they have a move to make, I'd hire a USC coach.
Lincoln Riley?
Yeah, like brain Lincoln Riley.
Oh, why the hell would Lincoln Riley give up LA? Because
you get to go with
Chicago.
Tyler Williams.
He is
and you get to be in the NFL.
He is a king in LA getting paid. He probably getting paid more money than what they paying the Chicago Bears coach now.
You still want to be a pro
Kelly,
coach,
bro.
You still want to be a pro coach.
Huh? No, he don't. When has he ever said that? When has he ever said, I want to be a pro coach?
I think most people want to do it at the best.
If he would have done it, he would have done it with y'all.
Yeah.
No.
He would have went to Dallas.
He probably knew with that. He didn't want to coach
those college coaches, when they get them cushy big program jobs, they don't really leave like that.
What I will concede on is what you said about the Bears being a bad organization. If they were a good organization, what I'm saying they should do, that's definitely the way.
I would trust their decision if that was the case, but I haven't seen it. So that's why I'm like, this is probably the best quarterback you ever are going to get.
Look. You know what good organizations
talent-wise,
you know what good organizations do? Is that they stick by their guy, but they build around that guy.
Yeah.
That's what good organizations do. And what we have yet to see from Chicago outside of this past offseason was build around Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. They tried to go get Claypool last season during the season.
He's a goofball.
He is a goofball. That dude, he's pissing away. The God gave him a 1% chance. You're 6'4",
he could be a number
230.
One.
Well, he ran 4.4, bro.
He could have been a number one.
Mm-hmm. And you over here just pissing it away. So, yes, he is a goofball. But the Bears swung. Like, hey, shit, he ain't got nothing. Let's just go. Hey, let's see what he could do. Then when they got DJ Moore, then when they got Cole Kmet, they're like, now they're doing what an organization should do for a young QB. Yeah.
And picks.
So to me, that's the reason why you hang tight, because we saw, oh, shit. 400-some yards, mm-hmm. 4 touchdowns, back. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we know he can run.
So it's not all him.
I'm not saying it's all him. I'm saying that he's not going to work for the Bears.
But my thing is this, right? You could win with a quarterback that isn't necessarily generational. Those quarterbacks just need more. They just need more around them. You know what I'm saying? They need the right scheme. They need the right organization. Right. So the Bears are trying to. But they haven't done a really good job yet.
They haven't. And what we see with him is the fact that he can win you games. Yep. He can win you a game himself. He's proven that.
He's only won one out of his last 14 games. How can he win you games? What are y'all talking about? He's 0-14 in his last 14 games before Thursday.
Spike, he arguably has the worst roster in the NFL.
Yeah, but you're saying that he can win games. If you got a bad roster, you still should be able to win games if you're generational talent.
He's like, we didn't say he's generational.
Oh, I thought y'all were implying it.
No. We're saying he's good. He's good.
He's talented enough to win you games in the NFL, as we've seen, though.
No, he's put them in position to win games. He's put them right there. He's made moves in these games. We've seen spectacular plays. It should be on a 2-game win streak.
If the coaching, if he kicks the
field. Look, I put it to you like this. Mm-hmm. To me, and this is just me, y'all can jump in if you want. Justin Fields is better than Desmond Ridder. I'll take Justin Fields right now. I'll take Justin Fields right now.
By talent.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll take Justin Fields over Zach Wilson. There's a good, probably Daniel about 10 Jones. Quarterbacks. Daniel Jones. There's a good 10, 12 quarterbacks that I would take Justin Fields over.
Right.
So he's top 15, like above average in the league.
Yeah, he's like 15 to 18.
Right outside of that.
Shows to the state of 19. The state of quarterback play is terrible.
I want to read a few super chats that actually apply to this topic while we're on it.
Yes, sir.
CD, Mitch Trubisky was behind the same trash of a line making the playoffs. Get what you can for Fields and go all in on Caleb.
Mitch Trubisky had a way better defense. He had Khalil Mack and all the motherfuckers.
He had some studs on the other side of the ball,
Yeah, and the other one is from Musa. As a Bears fan, if Justin Fields plays good the rest of the year and we end up with Carolina's number one pick, I'd rather trade the pick and get another haul and draft the best rusher or O-line.
You draft Marvin Harrison Jr. with the number one overall pick.
With a receiver?
You trade down. Exactly. Because you could potentially go down to 4 or 5 and still get Marvin Harrison and get multiple picks.
He ain't leaving the top 3.
No, he will.
It depends.
He ain't leaving the top 3.
Yeah, he will, because you're going to get Caleb and then you're going to get another. It's going to be a couple of linemen going
to
go.
No linemen ain't going to be.
It's going to be an O-lineman.
It depends. It depends.
And you're going to have an edge rusher to probably go.
Yeah, very seldom when you draft a receiver.
The teams right now, they need the ones who's going to be picking top 5, they need a weapon like that. They're not going to get an offensive line.
Who's going to be picking top 5?
The Raiders.
The Bears. The Panthers.
Panthers.
Well, the Panthers don't have a pick.
Bears, the Bears.
You got another question?
Raiders going to take a QB.
We can move on.
Raiders going to take a QB. Mm-hmm. I think the Bears.
The Jets going to have a high pick.
They're not taking a receiver.
Yeah, they're not taking a receiver.
Absolutely not. You take an offensive lineman.
Yep. Jets need an O-line.
They need an O-line.
Yep.
Who would take a receiver?
No,
you got Garrett Wilson.
I'm saying who would take a receiver?
Oh, who would?
Yeah.
The Bears, but trade down though. I think they can still stay in the top 5, and get multiple
Houston
3.
Might, and they got two picks too. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be sorry, and they gonna have another pick.
Well, Houston gave up their pick
to get Will Anderson.
Yeah, to get Will Anderson. So I don't know. Yeah. I think who got? I forgot who. Arizona got their pick.
I would trade just
Arizona could get a receiver.